Brilliance Audio.
Blue by Emily Proffitt. Translated by Tina Culver. Performed by Christelle Walsh. 1. The land seems boundless here. Life curled in, folded onto itself. Seen from here, the world is immense and small at the same time. All this green, these wetlands are, and have always been, imaginary fences. The war was over, people said. The girls had heard nothing, understood nothing about that war. Nazis and allies meant nothing to them. The world hardly communicated at all with the Provence Bleue, buried deep in a country mired forever in the Caribbean Sea, in misery. It was a world far from the world, a world you had to live in order to live. 3 girls, born here when it was no place to be born and no place to be female. Between dead fields and bleak rivers, the only dream they had inherited was the dream of leaving, going far away from the silent stepmother of a land. The road that led to school was too long. They didn't see why it was necessary to go there so early every morning, half asleep, bellies empty, to come home too late, too tired, to face the household chores expected of girls. It's a story I've heard dozens of times, one I never really thought I was giving much attention, even as it settled into my mind, heavy and soft, as only a mother's legacy can be. My mother, her 2 sisters, eyes glued to that endless road that led to the city of 1,000 faces, 1,000 chances, 1,000 tomorrows. Would the coffee taste different? They wondered after the lamp was turned off. Eyes open. They listened to the insects that seemed to feel the night in their thousands, complicit in their desires, their plans to go. The story is hazy, unknown, or nearly so. Snippets of uncertainty, time consigned to illegible notebooks. There should be no memory of it, no testament. 3 women ready to leave, to plunge into the violence of the city, into the scent of men. Happiness always a bit further away, their backs turned to the passage of time. 3 lost souls, certain it was mere bad luck that had caused them to be born in this remote place. Sisters in memory, in desire, in destiny. My mother has no real identity to speak of. Odile and Christy, maybe. By the end of the story, or what will seem to be the end, they will seem like nothing but an endless cry echoing from the depths of this country. A cry that stretches from here to the Atlantic every day, that lies in wait for us and disrupts our lives. Public gardens cut through by wind and shadows, offered up as fodder for broken dreams. They left, one after another. And now, a whole America later, I have received pages of solitude, words locked twice, battles to fight again. 2. Journeys always ended with a coffee. I loved the taste of airports. For a week, I had held thousands of images of them around me. Unfinished business had caught up with me again. Faces, related, loved, lost in unknown lands, departed without the usual words of affection, without keeping up appearances. Love, for these women, has always been a necessary evil, a miserable transaction. I'll never know anything but the end of these stories. A casket lowered into a hole amid a commotion of flowers and grief.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?